Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The 17th International AIDS Conference opens in Vienna this weekend. Its theme is Right Here, Right Now. Held every 2 years, the conference offers a chance to assess new scientific knowledge, discussing vital funding, and learn from the best practice being developed among communities most affected by the pandemic. Ahead of the main conference today and tomorrow, churches and faith-based groups will be meeting for their own discussions on the specific mission and ministry offered by their organizations to those living with HIV and AIDS. Among the participants is Monsignor Bob Vitello, Special Advisor on HIV/AIDS to the Global Catholic Confederation of Aid and Development Agencies, Caritas Internationalis.
There are a number of different facets of human rights that I believe will be emphasized during this conference. Perhaps the most important is the right to health and the right to access to treatment. This is a big issue now because of the global economic crisis and the fact that a number of governments that had promised to give substantial funding for antiretroviral medications seem to be rethinking that, either based on their own economic difficulties or on the belief, and I would question this belief, but on the belief that this is going to be a kind of permanent drain on the economies of some of the more wealthy countries to fund this kind of treatment in the resource-poor countries.
So what kind of approach will the conference be taking to try and keep this at the top of the agenda?
Well, certainly one thing that will happen is that there will be reports on the success of these treatment programs, the fact that with these antiretroviral treatments, people are living longer and they're beginning now to be able to be reintegrated into society, to work once again, to care for their families. And I think this will have to be an important emphasis coming out of the conference to show that, yes, it's costly to maintain these treatment programs, but it's an investment in the future development of these countries.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.